This is the off season.
Voice in your ears is Perfect Purvis, and welcome to the off season. I'm here to talk about all things relevant to me during the off season period of American football in Finland. Today's topic is experience versus quality experience. So jumping right into it, what do I mean by experience versus quality? Experience is normally based on time or occurrences. Both are quantitative measurements that are misleading when you look for quality. So jumping into like my first example, coaching. This is one of the topics that's really dear to me because people use the quantitative version over the quality. For example, I've been a coach for 2 years. Now, on the surface, okay, that makes sense. If you've done 2 seasons, you've probably been with a team for a year, blase, blase. But it really depends on where you're coming from to make that quality assurance of what your actual experience is. Because 2 years is 2 calendar years. During 2 calendar years, a lot can change, and also a lot can be the same. And also, there can be different factors involved that you don't know. I was a coach for 2 years during COVID. That's different than I was a coach 2 years prior and 2 years post. So if I just say I was a coach for 2 years and leave it at that, it could be very misleading to someone trying to understand your actual quality experience. So what I wrote down here on my notes is I wanted to talk about it like in the United States and then go to Europe and stuff like that. So starting with the USA, normally, if someone says, you know, they've been a coach of a sport for a certain amount of time, they tell you what level it is and you kind of can understand. You know, I know what it takes to be a youth football coach in the USA. I know how much time most coaches spend practicing with their team, et cetera, how difficult it can be compared to, you know, a middle school coach, which again, quality can be different in different places because I think a middle school coach in Texas versus a middle school coach in Rhode Island would have a different amount of quality to them. So those are things that I can compare just by you saying 2 years. But then also once you start to get higher, it goes to, okay, I was a football coach for the New England Patriots for 2 years. Then I want to know, what was your position? You know, I was quality control. What position are you applying for now? I want to be offensive coordinator. Does that apply? I don't think so. But you could put on your resume that you were a coach for 2 years at the New England Patriots. And if I glance at it, I just say, okay, he was a coach 2 years in the NFL. Even getting more broad. And this is what a lot of people do internationally when you're trying to build resumes. People are like, oh, well, he was in the NFL. He coached in the NFL. Yeah, he was quality assurance. I mean, again, that's not an easy job to get. But does it qualify you to, you know, be the head coach of a team in Europe? I don't know. But the quality does come into question in that situation. So when it comes to like USA, it's actually not that hard to understand like what someone has done because everything is so structured and organized. When someone says, you know, I've been a high school coach for this long, I got a general idea. But me personally, I want to know, where were you coaching? What A were you in? Was it 1A, 2A, 3A, 6A, et cetera? Because I want to know what quality I can expect from you. But then also, if I really want to know if you're a good coach, I just talk to you. So moving on to if you go to like Europe, and Europe is a whole nother beast because out here in Europe, every team, club, federation, country does things differently. So someone who says, I've been a coach for 2 years, that could mean 2 seasons or maybe 8 seasons, depending on the coach. You have some coaches who coach, you know, okay, I coach the men's team as a coordinator, then I'm a head coach for 2 juniors teams, and then I'm an assistant for another junior team. That's 4 teams. And you're coaching 4 teams within, you know, a 3 to 4 month period, and then you have an off season where you might not coach them, or you might. I don't know. It really depends on your team. So when you say you've been coaching for a certain amount of years, you're actually shortchanging yourself. Because you've been coaching, you know, a certain amount of teams, a certain amount of seasons. in a 6 month period, you went through four seasons. That's quantitative experience, obviously, but it's various experiences that you're leaving out by just saying, I was a coach for 2 years or for 1 year, or for 6 months, et cetera, et cetera. Then you have guys who coach in multiple places. We've seen it in Europe, especially, where guys go, well, I've coached on, you know, one team for 3 months, another team for 3 months, and another team for 3 months. And then I put that I was a coach for 1 year. I've been coaching for 1 year. It's like, you've been coaching for one actual year, specifically like three different times. So you've done three different seasons, and then it goes into what goes into those seasons. Some club teams in Europe, you know, they practice 3 days a week. Coaches have to put in a certain amount of time to prepare for those three practices. They play maybe 8 to 10 games. Then you go to other teams in other locations where a team practices once or twice a week. They play once every 2-3 weeks. You maybe have 6 games in a season. And it goes back to, okay, so what if I say that, you know, I've coached on all these different teams. And then when you look back at it, all the teams were playing a few games. They weren't practicing that much. Is the quality of that coach really going to be up to what you want from someone who says they have 2 years of experience? And then just keeping this going about like the differences of the quality is, you know, it takes something different to coach a men's team compared to a youth team. And then it depends on where your youth team is. You know, coaching a youth team in Germany is different than coaching a youth team in Sweden, which is different than coaching a youth team in Italy or in Hungary. So you have to be cognizant of those type of situations and what people are doing and how they're coaching. So I won't talk too much because obviously I feel like I'm just rambling. But ultimately, quality experience, you got to find out. You have to validate it. You have to know the different parameters around someone's experience. While just saying experience is very broad and can be used for a lot. And it's one of those things where going outside of sports, you know, experience can be said about almost anything, and the time can just be vague. An example would be, you know, I've coached the wide receiver position once. Like, specifically, I was a wide receiver coach once in my life. Well, if you go by experience of years, you know, 1 year I was a wide receiver coach. So I got a whole year, and I maybe coached the receivers for about 2 months, I think, at that time. And that's just putting out a random example of how the experience of saying experience can be misleading. Now, if someone was to fact check me and say, okay, so you did 1 year, where were you for that year? What was the time period? And I give them a 3 month time period. Okay, for those 3 months, how many times did you guys practice? Twice a week. Okay, so now I'm thinking, you didn't really coach for a year. You coached for about 2 weeks of time, if that's really what I want to say. So then it goes into, what can you really teach someone in that time? Show me your results, like show me the players and what they progressed on. Or maybe let's just talk football. Show me how you ran your practices. And then when someone talks to me, they'll see that I'm not really a wide receivers coach. I had them out there running routes and catching balls. Running routes and catching balls. Work on your footwork and work on your hands. And mostly your hands, because I don't care how good a route you run. If you can't catch, can't do nothing with you. We didn't really work on, you know, the breaking tackles and stuff, which I think is really good for receivers. But now I'm getting sidetracked. Back to experience. Quality experience. I think that's what we all want versus just general experience. But quality experience also can be manufactured. I'm talking about how people say, you know, I was a coach for this long. Yeah, maybe you were just a water boy for the New England Patriots for 2 seasons. But during those 2 seasons, you were at coaching clinics. You went to different small camps and was a guest coach at those camps. You took online courses, or you went to coaching seminars. You went to training classes and you were learning, or you were self-teaching throughout that phase. That's also a quality. And that's one thing that I think people don't tell people about. Someone will say, you know, I've been a coach for this long. They won't mention that they attended this seminar, or that they went to this coaching clinic, or that they're part of the Glazers. They go to AFCA every year. And take up this many classes and learn about this, this, and this, or that they've learned from this coach specifically in a conversation. Like, that's quality experience. Just to get even more specific about that, something that you would value more is, okay, someone comes to you and they're like, okay, I'm an offensive coordinator. I've been coaching for the last 10 years. My base offense is, you know, shotgun pistol set, but I spent 2 months with Mike Leach and Hal Mumme back in 2010 to learn how to implement the air raid. That one sentence just made me forget all about your 10 years and your your shotgun and pistol, whatever the hell you said. Because when you give me that sentence, I'm like, okay, this guy knows how to run the air raid. And then obviously I'm going to follow up and you got to teach me some stuff to prove it, because I just don't believe what people say, because people say a lot of things in this world nowadays. But it's one of those things where that's usually not on someone's resume. They don't really put that on their CV that they spent 2 months, or maybe they spent 2 weeks with doing an in-depth dive, like spending every day with someone trying to learn something. Like, that's something that qualifies as quality that a lot of people don't use when they're talking about their experience. Most coaches with that type of resume will just say, I have this experience. I mostly run this, this, and this. Even though they're capable of running something else, they don't say that, or they don't prove that they can do it by, you know, showing you that, hey, at this time I learned this, this, and this. That goes for me personally as well. You know, I'm originally from a I formation small town in Texas, Texas City, 409, shout out, Galveston County. But I went to college and we ran I formation for the first 2.5 years. And then we had a lot of injuries and we switched to our air raid offense. So I learned both I formation principles, concepts, as well as air raid. And when I came to Europe, I actually became a defensive back. So I kind of had to go back to my high school days and relearn that position. And I've played both man, zone, combo coverages, and different positions on the defense. You know, I've played safety, robber, as well as linebacker, defensive end sometimes. But that's just too much extra stuff. Stick to the offensive stuff. I've come to Europe and I've learned different things from different people on the offensive side, and even relearned the air raid from two guys that ran two versions of it compared to what I ran in college. So that was interesting for me. But if I was to ever give a CV on my coaching or my football knowledge, I rarely would say, you know, I'm proficient in this, this, or this, or I've spent years doing this or this, even though, honestly, I have the quality experience. When we're talking about air raid concepts, I understand them thoroughly from two different aspects of how to get the ball downfield vertically, as well as how to get it out horizontally and quick and force the defense to make mistakes. But I'm not going to get too much of the X's and O's here. What I want to get back to is my point is that quality experience can be manufactured. I've never been the offensive coordinator of a team that runs air raid. That's not something I've ever done. But that doesn't mean I don't have the experience to do it if it was necessary. I've been the offensive coordinator of a team that we ran 5 plays. I've been the coordinator of a team we only ran 3 plays, and we ran 1 play the same time over and over in the game. This is a long time ago, but we ran zone left, zone right, fake zone pass. Those were 3 plays. And we won a championship. I'm just saying. Sometimes you just do what you got to do. I mean, I have more, you know, in my repertoire, but at the time, we didn't need more, and we couldn't do more with who we had. So we just did what we had to do to win. But again, I keep getting off subject because this is a great subject, but quality experience can be manufactured. There's a lot of different ways to do it. As I mentioned before, you can go to, you know, camps. Camps are where, again, I guess I'm speaking specifically on coaches. I guess that's the topic. I hadn't even thought about it. Experience versus quality experience. I guess it should be coaching experience versus quality coaching experience, because that's the topic that I'm really sticking to. And when I'm thinking about coaching, I'm thinking about, okay, how do you get the quality experience? If you're coaching a team that wins all their games and doesn't play anybody that plays different type of offenses or defenses or that challenges you, how can you get better? Well, one way is, you know, you go to camps. There's camps all over the world in different places and times where you focus on different aspects of the game. so you can strengthen your weaknesses or challenge yourself in something that you think is a strength and you want to validate it and you couldn't during the season. Say I coach a team that runs the ball heavily because we have really good offensive line, really good running backs. But in the summer, I go to camps and I coach passing techniques and concepts of how to get the passing game going. It's not that I can't. It's just that I don't have the opportunity to do it on my team. So I need that extra experience. And that's quality. And that's something that you should put in your resume as well, is that not only do I have a team that rushes for 8,000 yards a year, also in the summertime, I work on my other skills as a coach so that I can be a complete offensive guru if I need to be. And obviously, I'm speaking offense mostly just because defense is a little bit harder to discuss about these easy topics like this in a general space. So getting back to what I said, camps, that's one good way to do it. Another one is clinics, where people explain to you the ins and outs of, you know, philosophy, concepts, ideology of football. I think that's something that a lot of people try to skimp over. And when I say that, I mean, like, people try to use, like, what they've learned as the only way to get the experience. Why not go to someone who's been doing this and getting that experience and knows the pitfalls and how to make it work and just get the knowledge without having to do the negativeness? Like, someone who started throwing the ball for football, the first person throwing passes, there was pushback. There was shit that went wrong, and they had to get over that. We don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to figure out how to throw a football. Like, I know how to throw a football because someone else learned the technique, streamlined it, and now I can just get that information. I don't have to go and throw a football. Well, I mean, technically you do eventually, but, you know, I don't have to go and figure out how do I grab it? Where do I hold it? What, like, that's all information I can get readily. And that's something that clinics do really well, especially as you get higher in your football knowledge, is that there's a lot that you want to learn that you don't have time to learn. You can't practice everything to make you a better coach or player, really. A lot of it, you got to get the information and then try to apply it where you can. And clinics really help with that, especially if you're trying to make your own thing where you need different principles from different aspects of the game. You need to pick minds of other people. And what clinics really do is they get a lot of football minds together. And when you have a lot of football minds together, it's just a beautiful thing. And that's where innovation is made. And that's where people can create and become better at whatever their job or task is at the time. So clinics. Next thing would be courses, which is similar to clinics, but usually, like, courses are, like, online and you don't really get to talk one-on-one with whoever is presenting. There's not as much, like, interaction personally, but you can still learn a lot of information from those courses, and usually they're really in depth for the topic. So that's another way. Also, self-teaching, which goes kind of in line with the courses, is, you know, people say, you know, you can find anything on YouTube. That is true. There's a lot of information on the internet that you can find. There's books. There's tons of books about football and different things and strategy and all that, X's and O's and stuff, that you can look into and read and learn and apply that information. Now, I don't know if telling someone I read a book is going to really give them the quality experience they want, because we all know reading a book is not the same thing as applying. But use, like, courses are usually a little bit better. The online courses are a little bit better to say I've done this course, because the coaches usually, they're more in depth. It's harder to write. It's harder to explain what you're trying to get done in a book format. But if you're doing, like, a YouTube video or something, again, the information, it might not be accredited like online courses, but if you are learning information, you can still apply it. And that, when you get that experience, also what it has to do, if you want to validate your experience, have a conversation, talk football, have someone ask you questions, say, ask me why I think this works, and I'll explain it, and I'll tell you, I learned this. This is information I know now. And once you have knowledge, it doesn't go anywhere. Once you have that knowledge, that's something you can always say, is that I can implement this. And if someone says prove it and you don't have it physically on the field or tape to prove, explain it. And if you explain it well enough that you learned it well enough, someone will be like, okay, I understand that, and it sounds like you can implement it. But if you don't know it well enough, they'll be like, okay, sound like you playing Madden, and I don't have time for that. And that's up to you, especially when it comes to like self-teaching. So I think I said camps, clinics, courses, self-teaching. And the last thing would be top-level training is what I put on my list of how quality experience can be manufactured. When I say top-level training, I mean going to a professional that this is what they do and getting trained. Like, it is what it is. I mentioned Mike Leach and Hal Mumme earlier. RIP to Mike Leach, you know, but Hal Mumme is still alive. He's still coaching classes on the air raid and teaching people. You can just go get trained by him. Call a dude up, ask him the pricing, get you a month in. Go. I think he's in like Jacksonville, Mississippi or something like that. And when you come back, that's knowledge that you have. And you have a reference. When you do top-level training like that, you have a reference because people will say, okay, well, where'd you learn air raid? I learned it from Hal Mumme. You can call him, and he'll verify that I learned this stuff from him. And the same thing, if you're learning something else or if you want to be taught something, find someone who's great at it and renowned and go learn from that person. Be trained, be taught by them, and use them as a reference. And now that counts as quality experience. And that's a little bit better than just saying I'm a coach or saying, look at my resume in this, you know, glass figure of games that I've coached or played in, et cetera. So I think I feel like I'm rambling, so I'm going to move on. Next thing I got on here is let's talk about normal experience and kind of why it's not a great indicator. Normal experience relies on time and circumstances. So same situation over time or multiple situations in a short amount of time, which is better? So this is more like a question. Let's say you're on a team and you're coaching it for 6 months and y'all are doing certain things. Your position is the same. You're a coach or offense coordinator. Y'all are running the offense 6 months. Y'all winning some games, blase, blase. Now, is that better than someone who goes in somewhere for 2 months here and then 4 months somewhere else? And now they have two seasons under their belt compared to your one, but they did a shorter amount of time and they weren't able to spend as much time, you know, developing the teams. I don't know, but I do know that if both those coaches come back and say they coach for one season, they both would kind of be right, kind of be wrong. The guy that was there for 6 months, yeah, he coached for one season, but 6 months is a long time. Like, you were actually there for 6 months. How much time were you coaching during those 6 months? So I can get a real indicator of what you did and how much time you put in there so I can see if your experience is actual quality. Compared to the guy who was one place for 2 months and another place for 4 months, okay, the 2 month stint, did y'all even, like, how much did y'all guys practice and how much did you implement them? Was this a ready team and you just showed up and called plays? Or did you have to install an entire offense? Y'all were practicing 3 or 4 days a week. And then on that 4 months, then that's a normal type of season. What was y'all's record like? What were y'all running? And were you doing the same thing at both locations? Or did you go to one team, run I formation, go to the other team and run shotgun pistol and air it out? Like, that is something I would want to know which one is a better experience. But if both coaches just said, you know, I coached for a year and then that, and they were talking about a 6 month time span, I wouldn't really have any quality to pick one over the other. I would honestly have to look at both and be like, okay, well, one had two seasons, one had one season. One seems to be more stable with the 6 months. Maybe that's better. I don't know. But one, maybe he can adjust better with the 2 and the 4 months. I don't know. So my question, this isn't something I can answer, but my question is, which is better? If you're relying on time and circumstances, does it matter how often someone is doing something? Or does it matter the cumulative volume of what someone does? Because obviously a coach is somewhere for 6 months is building a much stronger bond, I would say, but also depends on how often they're meeting and playing and practicing compared to someone who maybe in 2 months, he was very intense for those 2 months. So which is better? I'm not sure. That's an open-ended question I'm going to leave on the podcast. If you have any comments or questions, you know, hit me up, let me know, and we'll go over that. So last thing I'm going to talk about before I get out of here, and man, this time flies when I'm just talking. solutions for ways to identify quality over normal experience. Solutions is to do your homework. Figure out exactly where someone is coming from and what they did. Don't just take, you know, something that someone says is I have 2 years of experience. How many did you do? Now I'm thinking outside of football now, because this can relate to anything. If anybody's trying to get a job or trying to link up with you and do something, they say they have experience and they use the term years. I want to know, what does that years represent? Does it represent you doing, you know, you coaching two teams in a full calendar year, or you coaching one team and doing an off season, or is that you coaching four different teams in three different locations at the same time? Like, I want to know, what does that mean? So you have to do your homework. And the next thing you got to do is you got to notice the language used. When you're talking to someone and they say they have experience, let them talk about their experience. If someone says, you know, I coached for 2 years, we did this, we did that, and you get that real, like, political talk, like, you know, we ran a good offense, we were, you know, number one at this, we had this in yards or something like that, you know, that person is staying away from the X's and O's. So that's when you would have to be like, okay, tell me the truth. Like, what do you do on offense? How do you do it? And that conversation, that language they use, will let you know what type of experience they really have. Because someone like me, I am not getting into X's and O's because I don't care. I'm not trying to be a coach of any sort, really. It's not my thing. So I don't really do the coaches interviews. But if I was to have a conversation with someone and we were talking football, it would be a lot different than what you hear on this podcast. I can get into the X's and O's. I just choose not to. It's not my thing. But if I was interviewing or talking to someone about a coaching position, that's how I would talk, is as a coach. I wouldn't talk as someone who's more general and talking philosophy and ideology more than anything, because philosophy and ideology are great for, you know, media and talking to other people that, and talking, you know, to normal people that don't know football or aren't in it. But if you're really looking for like a coach type of position, you need someone who talks football. You can find someone who can talk to the press and all that other crap. But if you don't have someone who knows football, who can talk and teach football, if you can't teach me something in a conversation, then how are you going to teach a whole team full of people with all these different attitudes and personalities? So that's just the second thing you got to do, is you got to notice the language that is used. Coaches talk different, and it's just easy to know. And quality of coaches talk different. A coach who's good but not great talks different than a coach who's great. Coach who ain't shit talks different than a coach who is shit, or is something, I guess, is what I would say. You don't want to be shit, right? But that's what I'm saying. Notice language used. Last thing would be test. Conversations and tests. And I said notice language used before. Conversations, I'm saying have a conversation that's strictly about what you want to learn. It's strictly football. And have them talk to you and explain it, or have them, I guess, do a test or take a test on their knowledge of it. Now, it doesn't have to be like a written test. It could just be a situation, a hypothetical, you know. If someone is in this defense, what would you do? If this is what you had on the field, this is the personnel you had, this is the time. Like, you just throw that out of nowhere. Honestly, if you throw that out of nowhere, and they're like, hold on, let me get back to you. Well, that's a red flag, because if they're a coach, they should be able to answer it on the spot. But secondly, like, how they answer and how much time it takes them to get to that answer is going to let you know something. If a coach takes 30 minutes to answer that question, it's going to be hard for them to adjust and do things at a high rate. But also, if you just need someone who knows how to answer that question, that person might be your guy. It depends on what you're looking for. But like I said, those are solutions for how we can identify quality over normal experience. The first thing we can do is to do our homework, you know, do some actual research on what someone's experience is over just taking it for however many years they say it is. And then the second thing is you can notice the language used when you're talking to them and how they're responding to you. That's going to let you know how much experience they have compared to what level you're looking for. And then the last thing is, you know, testing someone like on the spot and figuring out exactly what they know, exactly what the quality of their experience is, and that level will be shown in that test and the result of it. So that's all I got for this topic. I went a little bit longer than I thought I would. I think I explained it pretty well that experience and quality experience are two different things. And people just keep getting by saying experience. And that's why I came up with this topic is I'm tired of people saying, oh, I've coached for 35,000 years. And, you know, that means something. Does it? No, the fuck if it does. Honestly, I don't care how many years you've been doing something. If you don't do it at a certain level and you can't provide proof of that level, nobody cares. Someone coaching for 50 years or someone coaching in the NFL for 6 months doesn't mean that they're the answer to someone else's situation. That's the real reason why I even wrote this topic as something I want to talk about is, you know me, I'd be on the line, on the Facebook and the Instagram, and I'd be seeing people talking about, you know, I got this and I got that, and I'd just be like, you got nothing. Because you're over there coaching one team for 3 months. Y'all practice once a week and you don't even win. You ain't even got no dubs. And you're talking about coaching experience. And you got other guys who they got dubs, but they didn't do anything to get to it. They were on the staff of winning teams. They were the water boy. You know, they were the get back coach. They coached the running backs. No offense, running backs. But come on now. We all know. Either you're a running back or you're not. You don't really need to coach running backs at the top levels anyways. But again, I digress. That's it for this topic, experience versus quality experience. I hope anybody listening to this or any of my podcast episodes, I really hope y'all enjoy this. I'm just putting out my thoughts, putting it in the universe and hoping that you can receive it. So with that, thanks for rocking with me during the off season.
This is the off season.